Now, there are so many examples. We could go down the list here. Turn over to Psalm 27, if you would. So many things that people are afraid of. Here's another perfect example. How about wives who are afraid to submit to their husband? Now, you say, well, what does that have to do with fear? Because the Bible says, you know, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. The Bible says that the wives are to be good and obedient to their own husbands, that the name of God and His doctrine be not blasphemed. The Bible says that they should love their husbands, love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands. I mean, there's so many scriptures. Even as Sarah also obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters ye are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. A lot of scripture telling wives to obey their husbands, telling wives to submit unto their husbands. Why do so many women not obey their husband or not submit unto their husband? Because they're afraid. And here's what they're afraid. Oh, I'm afraid that if I let him lead, he'll do something stupid because I'm smarter. I mean, you've heard women say this, right? Well, in my house, I need to run things because my husband, you know, he's stupid with money, so I have to handle it. I mean, there are women who think that. I need to run everything. Or, well, if I let my husband run things, I mean, you know, he'd take us off the cliff, you know, financially, or take us off the cliff spiritually or whatever. I mean, there are a lot of women who feel that way. They're just afraid of, you know, my husband's inept. He doesn't know what he's doing. So I need to run things, you know, because I'm afraid of him. Or how about this? They're afraid that if they submit to their husband and humble themselves unto him, he's going to take advantage. You know, he's going to take advantage of that. He's going to abuse. If I give him that authority, it's like, excuse me, God gave him that authority. You know, but it's like, but women will say, well, if I give him that power, you know. I mean, that right there shows where they're at mentally and spiritually. If I gave him that power of being the boss, then I'm afraid he's going to abuse it. You know, and he's not going to use it probably. But here's the key words. I'm afraid. God told you to do it, and you're afraid. Isn't this kind of repeating over and over with almost every area of life? Soul winning, God told you to do it, you're afraid. Tithing, God told you to do it, you're afraid. You know, preach the whole Bible, God told you to do it, you're afraid to do it. Spank your kids, God told you to do it, you're afraid to do it. Submit unto your husband, you're afraid to do it. It's not of the Lord. It's of this world that wants to instill fear in us. And so women are afraid to obey their husband. But in reality, what they need to do is step out in faith and say, hey, if the Bible says that I'm supposed to submit unto my own husband as unto the Lord, and I know that the path to God's blessing is through the door of obedience, that if I step out in faith, I just believe. And you know, you just have to sit back and, you know what, let him screw things up a little bit. So what? God's going to bless you if you do. And you know, maybe you'll find out your husband isn't as stupid as you think. And maybe you'll find out that, you know what, God is going to bless his decisions because he's the one that God actually ordained as the main decision maker. And I'm not saying it's wrong for the husband to delegate authority and delegate things to his wife. But you know what? The wife needs to be firmly the head of the home and he needs to be the boss. That's what the Bible teaches. But a lot of people are just afraid of that. Or they're afraid of what other people will think. Well, if I'm respectful to my husband in public, people are going to call me a doormat. And they're going to be like, oh, you know, what's with her? She's respectful to her husband. She called him sir. She was friendly and polite. Now, here's what's funny. I went out to a restaurant with my wife, and we were sitting at the restaurant, and the waitress came over and was very friendly and attentive. And isn't that how waitresses usually are? When you go to a restaurant, they come over, and they smile, and they fill your drink. Hey, would you like anything else? And are you enjoying the meal? Everything good? And, you know, hey, can I get anything else for you? And they're real nice and so forth. And this woman was serving us in that way. And I was thinking to myself, you know what's funny is that the world respects a woman who goes and puts on a uniform, puts on a name tag, and goes and serves strangers at a restaurant if she does a good job and is really friendly, really humble, really good servant, really quick and bringing everything out and attentive. You know what they say? That's a wonderful rate. Man, she's doing a good job. She's a good waitress. And they'll respect that. And they, you know, that's great. She's doing a good job. Respect it. But here's the thing. If a woman acted that same way toward her own husband and treated that as her job and brought him dinner. You know, he sat down and she brought him the food and she poured his drink. Can I get you anything else? You know, smiling and friendly. They'd say like, what in the world is this, the 1950s? You know, the stepward wives or what? You know, isn't that, they would. Think about that for a while. So why is it that the world has brainwashed us that serving strangers is honorable and wonderful, but serving your husband will make fun of you and say you're a doormat and you're, you know, you don't have any self-respect and you need to show him and blah, blah, blah. You know what? We need to cut through this brainwashing of the world and not be afraid of what people think of us and just run our home the way God told us to run it. And wives just need to step out in faith and say, you know what, if God wants me to submit to my husband, I'm just going to submit unto him as unto the Lord. You know, and if I don't feel that he deserves it, the Lord deserves it. He's the one who's telling me to do it. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments, I'll do it for the Lord. You know, and then you might find that your husband will love you more and that you'll love your husband more because you're actually on God's program and God's going to bless that. And the thing that you're afraid of, the scary, oh, the Jews that have fallen to the Chaldeans are going to mock me. You know, probably won't even happen. You know, your friends will probably respect you when they see you being a good wife. And your husband's not going to abuse you or take advantage. He's probably going to start treating you better. You know, when you start obeying, he'll probably start treating you better.